Would you please pray with me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and living redeemer. Amen. There is no better place to reflect on the words of St. Peter chapter 5 than here on the campus of Concordia Seminary. St. Peter encourages elders, shepherds, young pastors in their Christ-given duties, encouraging the young, respect your people, submit to the elders, all under the love of Christ, his suffering, his death, his glorious resurrection. I graduated from here 30 years ago. This place prepares you to enter a world sickened by sin and desperately needs your pastoral and love and care. This is a place where you conform to Christ. So be that under-shepherd for the people whom the Holy Spirit entrusted. It is here you learn the personification of beacon of light on a hill, a lamp on its stand. You show the way to Christ. Gregory the Great quotes 1 Peter chapter 5 in his book on pastoral rule. He wrote this: "In order that the soul leader, that's you, should not be carried away by the elation of his power, a wise man rightly said, 'They have made you a leader, but do not become elated, but be among them as one of them.'" And Gregory goes on to make a passionate plea that caring for souls is like a skilled surgeon. There's so much training involved. You see, we live in a world of tension. On the one hand, you are called to be like your people. On the other, an elite, skilled surgeon. We're told to spend time with our charge, experience their likes and dislikes, at the same time be the master physician of their soul. Wow. Not an overnight quick endeavor. Those in the medical community describe the challenge. There's skills acquired, but much more. There's rehearsal under a watchful, critical eye. Be practiced at your craft. Long hours, dedication, commitment to your expertise to be that shepherd of souls. And it's not easy. We need the words of forgiveness and absolution for us as any member of your charge. At the very root of the pastor is a heart of a servant. Peter says this: "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve." I experienced such a learning event here. 32 years ago, I was in my second year at Concordia Seminary. My homiletics professor was an unknown, a young energetic pastor in the St. Louis area. His name was Dale Meyer. He showed a lot of potential. He honed our pastoral skills in the art of the proclamation of God's law and gospel. So it was my turn to preach the sermon, the first sermon. Oh, this sermon was ready. It was about as exegetical, thought-provoking, doctrinally sound as a seminarian could make it. With scales forged in C.F.W. Walther's law and gospel, I measured out my 10-page sermon. On the instruction of Pastoral Dale, we were authorized to use witticisms, local customs, issues in the local paper to point to and highlight the resonant theme of the text. Even humor, not too much. After all, we are Lutherans. I bought the best suit I could find at the resellet shop. There was no bullet hole in the center jacket like the last one. It was probably a moth. Polished my shoes, as Professor Meyer told us to always polish our shoes. As I was heading to the studio to record my sermon, I became rather bummed out. There was no one in which to preach to. There was a disinterested student. He was running the camera. He could care less. I knew the recording studio was a large room. The choir rehearsed there. I would be preaching to a row of chairs. So there was my friend Paul. I asked, "Hey, Paul, would you be willing to be my congregation?" He yawned and said, "Man, I was up all night working on a paper and listening to a fussy baby. Sure, I'll be your audience." So I was ready. I practiced this sermon in the mirror. I worked on hand movements, voice inflection. I even practiced a scowl. This was law. That was a law portion of the sermon. So I began. The sermon was going great. I mean the hand movements, the voice inflection, until I came to the scowl of the law. Now, the phrase I conjured up was true inspiration. It was this: "We are all on a bobsled to hell without Jesus." As soon as I said that brilliant metaphor describing humanity's descent without Christ, my one man in the audience yawned. This was not a polite cover your mouth. His yawn was so deep and mouth so wide, I could see the back row of his fillings. I smiled like the cat that ate the canary and went on. Later, Pastor Meyer returned our sermons with comments. The grade was a B. He wrote in the margin in big letters, "Never tell God's people they're going to hell in a bobsled and smile." Along the way, I recall the words of St. Peter. "You will grow in knowledge and wisdom. In a blink of an eye, you will be an elder, a senior leader in the church. As you continue to grow as a theologian and provider of shepherding, think of those who the Holy Spirit has placed along your way. Reflect on your youth, adults who saw your potential and encouraged you for the high office, a gracious wife who loves you and is so proud of you, professors at this seminary who we as a church so dearly love, but forget to tell you. There will be challenges along the way. Through the Holy Spirit, Peter tells us of the pitfalls, the temptation to lord over God's people, the temptation to literally fleece the flock, or to have a lazy disposition and not watchful. And of course, there is a lack of humility. These are all real temptation. They're traps set out by Satan, not to be taken lightly. These snares have trapped many a good pastor. Always be on your guard. But St. Peter has good news for you. The flock is not yours, but the Lord Christ's. You fall under the same shepherd as your people, the resurrection and the life, the Alpha, the Omega. As a pastor, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," hear the redemptive voice of Christ. Next, hear St. Peter reminding you of the traps and temptations of shepherding. Peter calls us to persevere in Christ. Witness again what the Lord has done for you daily. Witness again Christ's suffering, his death, and his resurrection from the grave. Witness again the crown of glory waiting for you. It is for you. It is for your people. It is for a world dying that needs word of a Savior. And we ask this in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.